Welcome back, and those with the most is here with your questions and comments. And, of course, Michelle, you have some announcements to make on NutraMedical Report. What are they?
Well, it's nice to be here on July the 22nd.
It's nice to have me here on time today because I try to take my break at the 10-2 hour because there really is no time between the end of a show and the next hour. So if I don't take the 10-2 break, it's not really possible. I do have a cape, but I'm not that fast.
Well, you're being obedient. I said you need to be here.
Ah.
Usually it's welcome to the firing line.
Yeah, welcome to the firing line. And
no one says it like you. I can't do it.
Welcome to the firing line with Michelle Deagle, the host with
there
the most,
go.
And Dr. Bill in the batter cage trying to answer your questions.
That's it. I love it. I can't fake it. Well, Bill and everyone out there, it's wonderful to be here. We're having like a horrible heat wave here. It's hot enough here in the summer.
It's like that song.
Today's a killer.
Gonna be heat wave. You know, like that song.
I think you're off key. What is it, Dr.?
Yeah, I got you. Okay.
Right.
Going to be a heat wave.
Da,
da, da, da. Anyway, I have to get the right key.
So the
fact is, though, this heat wave, we talked about with Ann earlier, and we'll probably expand on it.
Oh.
We're seeing some what's called bowing of the jet stream. So the heat is being pulled up, and we're getting not only it bowing up north, but sometimes during the summer, even fall, we're getting what's called polar inversions. They registered at what's called Dead Horse, Alaska, the hottest temperature on the 13th of July, that was 86 degrees.
Whoa.
Highest in history.
Well, you know what I notice here? The humidity today is crazy. The door in our bedroom is sticking.
It's monsoons. And what happened is, and this happened 10,000 years ago, it was what's called...
You remember,
it was actually recorded because they had scientists from NOAA and the Bedford Institute in Halifax, Nova Scotia, and the Woods Hole, Massachusetts, out of Boston, go up to Baffin Island.
Mm-hmm.
And one of my friends who actually was in my high school in grade 12 with me was actually working with the Baffin Island research team. And they exhumed tusks from the woolly mammoths.
Mm-hmm.
They were 26 feet long, six times larger than an African elephant, fully mature.
Mm-hmm.
And they were flash frozen, which means literally equivalent to dropping them liquid nitrogen at 260 degrees below zero.
Is that the same ship that my boyfriend used to go on from university?
Yes.
Up to Baffin Island?
Yes,
remember?
It is. Yes, it's the same one. Now, what's interesting, people don't realize that the movie The Day After Tomorrow was based on fact. These polar inversions really happened. In fact, they were serving up to a decade ago woolly mammoth flesh, flash frozen 10,000 years ago in a restaurant in Paris.
I have something to say off the subject, of course. While you're talking, I'm thinking of something else.
Right.
And I'm thinking of just how much we enjoyed Trump's speech last night.
That was amazing.
I remember I kept saying, I wish he'd say what he's going to do. Lay it out. Put it on the table. Let us know where you're coming from and everything. And it was Ivanka. Hers was, don't say it. Her speech was great. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I changed Trump's her name, but I don't think you liked it. I call it I Vanquish. She was so intelligent and so communicative. Same with her brother, Eric, the night before.
Well, explain what you mean by Vanquish.
She's going to vanquish Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, that's what Bill means.
And by the way, I got a new name for the two of them now.
And you're not going to run it by me.
His name is Kane. Yeah, I know. His name is Kane. So, not so Abel and Kane are going to run for office.
Well, I don't get that.
She's not Abel. In other words, she's incompetent.
Yes.
Not Abel and Kane are going to run.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Do you like that?
She's a woman, Bill.
Yeah, I know.
Believe
but I had to do a little play on words here for fun, you know?
Anyways, on a positive note, wasn't that the best speech he's ever done?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And I think that, literally, his name actually is a wordplay. That I think is God's trump card, like playing cards, but he's also the last trump. If America doesn't repent, and the Christian churches, by the way, he said also I'm going to get rid of 501c3 status so churches can be involved in politics.
That's nice.
We're going to then get rid of abortion.
Awesome.
We're going to get rid of a lot of evil stuff going on. We're going to have a rapid immigration policy so it's inexpensive to immigrate here, but legally, and we're going to literally make sure that people can come here are not going to try to push Sharia law and do violence. So he's a law and order president, and I guarantee the border guards, which, by the way, endorsed him months ago, and the NRA, they know that Hillary Clinton, if she gets in, are going to make the gun manufacturers lose the right to manufacture guns by being sued to death, and people's right to buy a gun and their ability to buy it with costs are going to be astronomical. So you have to understand, if Hillary gets in, judgment starts on America.
Okay, well, let's just keep praying, and let's
hope
that does not happen.
I believe in praying and praying, P-R-A-Y and P-R-E-Y.
I know you say that, and I usually lead the room.
I won't expand on it, but we'll talk about it some other time.
Save it for someone else.
Yeah.
I'd like to tell everyone about the sales that are going to be on all weekend and have been all week. And the most popular one is the VitaMineralMax. That's on the very front page, Bill, of NutriMedical.com. And if you, if you don't have a computer, you know people actually don't have computers still, some people, you can call in and order at 888-212-8871. And yes, I have to plug our products because I don't know if you're aware of this, but this is me and Daddy B over here, and Bill, pay attention to me. This is our only income.
And the consultations we get when I do consults.
Yeah, but rarely charge for a consult.
Rarely, Bill. It's the sale of our supplements that keeps us going and makes us be able to do all these free things to get people the right information and help them and give them the top quality nutraceuticals and medical advice, etc.
What I want to say from a few emails that I did receive over the past couple months is that, please and kindly support NutriMedical and Bill will tell you, you're buying our products, you can trust them if you're...
And you'll get proper advice how to use them.
But you know that they're going to be the best quality.
Right.
That's why I think we're as successful as we are. I'm not crying the blues here because I do have to thank you, Lord. Thank you, God, for everything that you've done and for the support that all of our listeners, customers have given us, Bill.
Right.
Because really and truly, we went from, just a one bottle. Your first thing that you made was NutriDefense, and
right.
It was NutriTrala, and that was how many years ago?
I think around 8 or 9.
Yeah. And to where we are today with how many products do we have now?
Several hundred.
But I mean even of our own, I think we have like 60 or something like that.
Yeah.
So the VitaMineralMax is there for you, and it's 120 capsules and 7% off and free shipping. The key to all the sales that are on the front page under featured products is that you get free shipping. That's where you really save your money.
Free shipping plus the sale price, plus the 7% off, right?
And if you want to try something for the first time, here's your chance with Allison Med. Nutridyne, of course.
Life Support. I see it up there.
Life Support.
Allison Med and the QRMA test machine, which is probably the best machine you can use if you want to find out what your Gorgon function is and your vitamin mineral needs are.
Mm-hmm. I'm due for another QRMA, by the way, Bill. Maybe this weekend.
Right.
Wow, hiking up the mountain yesterday almost killed me. It's so hot here.
That's dangerous.
I'm going to have to go on the treadmill for a little while till this heat passes.
Yeah, it could be if you it's going to be until the end of the month, they say.
Oh no! See, that's when I wish I was living up in Canada where it's cold.
No.
Come back here.
Dead Horse, Alaska, 86 degrees. The sun stays up longer, so it gets hot. Anyway.
Trust me, where I'm from in Nova Scotia, it's always freezing. I wonder what it's
Not anymore. Remember in Alberta, we used to live in Alberta?
Yes.
Hotter than Hades there, hotter than Southern California because the days are so darn long. So have a short summer, 2.5 months or whatever, but it can get hot. And people don't realize, it won't get hot up there. I said, really, what about 95 degrees or whatever? Yes, it can get hot.
Well, isn't it funny the AC is on today because I said, Bill, I'm always trying to save money. And air conditioning and electricity here is so expensive.
Yeah, but ordinarily the weather is real nice here with a moderating effect of the ocean. It's the nicest climate in America is Southern California.
It's usually
where we are in San Diego County, it's perfect weather most of the time.
Except for the summers. I find the summers a bit on the hot side.
Oh, it's usually spurts.
Really hot.
Well, I usually get a day or two, but now this is going to be a couple of weeks it's going to be hot. It's unusual. It's getting ready for the day after tomorrow's superstorm. There will be storms like that where you'll see it from space, like a swirling mass of air, and you'll see dump 20 feet of snow, and the railway stop, and the cars stop, and the power's off. It'll be like that movie, and people say, that can't happen. I said, it's happened before. It'll happen again.
Be careful. You say. I'm not waiting for that. Anyways, let's get on to my other stuff. Royce from Washington.
Right.
Washington State. Royce is a really interesting. He's been asking you about the carrot bars. He's getting into that. But he's a more kind of a recent customer the last few months. I think he heard us first here on RBN. He loves his mountain red deer, Bill, but he said that he knows on one show that you said there was another product that you should be taking with your mountain red deer that's great for life, he said. For life. I'm not sure what he's referring to. And he wants to know what the other product is that you're saying to take with
you. If you're trying to lengthen your telomeres, which are the most important thing for biophotons and your life, NTH Max.
Oh, that's it. Okay.
NTH
there you go,
Max,
Royce.
Yeah. Now, by the way, Royce has... blindness due to retinitis pigmentosa, and the combination of our nutraceuticals and mild hyperbaric oxygen and a ketogenic diet, we have nutraceuticals that can reverse it. So you don't need to just stay with a fixed retinitis pigmentosa. We were actually getting results more than 16 years ago when I was working with a hyperbaric clinic in Denver, and the state shut it down even though we were curing people with retinitis pigmentosa and hyperbaric oxygen in our formulas.
I have a question for you. It's a personal question. Yesterday, remember, I picked up my glasses for reading at the computer. I finally have what you call a progressive, because I didn't wear
progressive
glasses
lenses,
most of
yeah.
my life, but now I have glasses because I'm on the computer all day long, and to read small print.
Right. So it means progressive means it phases from distant looking in the upper part of the lens to medium range looking, like 6 to 10
feet.
It's
only two. It's only got two on it.
Two, okay. Well, then it's distance. Distance, and then when you get to lower range, it's that, you know, some 20s, you know, say 20 to 40 inches from you, so the computer screen.
But guess what? I just put them on this morning
while
I was getting ready for the show. Oh my gosh, it makes my eyes hurt.
No, that's because you're not used to them. These are progressive lenses here, and if you get used to know where you look through the lens, you're fine.
How long is that going to take?
It takes your brain about, you know, a week or two.
My brain. How long does it take my brain?
4 hours.
Nice.
You're
be
smart.
Nice.
You're smart.
Oh, gosh.
You're smart and cute.
I've heard Bill say to me, you know, I'm smarter than you. And I go, really?
Well, I'm smart. No, I'm smart in a different way. I'm smart in, I'm smart in supercomputer ways, but not in people ways. People ways, I'm like a pet rock. I've got the IQ of a pet rock.
I wouldn't go that low, but, you know.
Well, pretty close.
Okay. Let's get into the emails, or we'll be sitting here talking all day. Greg from Maryland, fire in line question, he says. Dr. Bill's thoughts on Bob Nichols' radiation reports being extremely high. Many thanks and blessings.
I contacted Bob Nichols.
Who's that?
Bob Nichols is a gentleman who writes for Veterans Today.
Oh, yeah.
And Bob Nichols is quite ill. I contacted him by email because he wouldn't give a phone number to contact him, and he wouldn't respond to my questions. Now, you see, because of our Celtic and Norwegian background, both of us, you're actually a J1C Viking. I'm just Celtic and German, whatever.
Oh, you got Lebanese. That straight, finally.
Right.
Hey,
so here's the point, though. I don't like to ask questions. I ask questions.
Okay.
So I asked him questions to say, what's your source of your radiation testing? What's the radiation network? Who are the people doing it? What kind of technology are you using? And he wouldn't give me answers to anything. We have our own radiation testers that have contacted me that have picked up the Spectre Plus. The numbers that they're quoting are completely without basis.
Okay.
Now, when I've had people take a radiation detector on flights, what we have discovered is that there's a surge of radiation somewhere between 26 and 35,000 feet. So when, by the time it hits North America, the radiation is at a fairly high altitude. It comes down when it rains. So what they should be doing is three things. Number one, using USB radiation detectors for aircraft to build a real-time radiation map. And then, if a cloud moves, if a front moves over an area, they need to have public health people with ground-level radiation detectors detecting if the rain is radioactive and telling people wear raincoats, like we talked with Ann Morrison on the show just earlier, and other equipment, and leave it outside because it may actually be contaminated with radiation, and make sure your greenhouse is covered because the rain could be radioactive. And people aren't realizing that the Malaysian air flights, for example, to go from Vancouver, Canada to Malaysia, they had to cut the air flight crews down for the last 4 years to one flight crew per month because they were getting sores, their hair was falling out, and they're getting bleeding gums caused by radiation. So it's at high altitude. It's not when it gets to North America. Now, on the oceans, it goes oceanic currents. So it's a different thing altogether with oceanic currents.
Okay.
But with the air level, it's from my conclusion so far, is that Veterans Today is completely, when they say it's, you know, 5,000 and all these units and so on, I want to know the units, the type of detector, et cetera, in the network, and I get no information from them at all to validate it.
Next question, Bob at an email. Hello, I'm an 89-year-old male, weigh 145 pounds. I've had my bladder stones blasted and removed three times. Last time was a year and a half ago. So I'm about due for another stone blasting. What do you recommend for my problem?
Well, the first thing is, for the past third of a century, I've been using the Naval Research Laboratory in North Florida near Jacksonville to actually analyze the stones, kidney or bladder stones, and tell you the chemical structure, because it tells you exactly what you need to take to stop stone formation. The things you want to use are bio-LVR and magnesium potassium citrate will stop stone formation. And those are the primary things.
Okay. Next is Billy in an email. I think, yeah, he's not a customer, no. He says, oh, man, Oh, man. I am healthy as a horse.
Very
athletic.
Yeah.
I'm in perfect shape. A gym rat. Oh, boy. Mitzi told me about those gym rats. They're all there to... It's bad. Anyways.
They're trying to show off their biceps and their...
That's
and their ability to...
But that's good for him.
This chin-ups.
Really, so far for you, that's good. Good
really,
for you.
That's really good.
I just love to take care of my health, and I listen to you and other doctors all the time. I have listened to you for years. You were the guy that woke me up. He goes, heck, I have even chatted with you on the phone a couple of times about 8 years ago. Well, hello, Billy. I can't find you in our customers for ordering. What's wrong with you?
Yeah.
No,
firstly, you gotta understand.
Who says that? Let me finish it.
Yeah, go ahead.
Let me finish.
Yeah.
Okay. I need to find out his question. I just want to be intaking all of the 90 essential nutrients daily and be healthy. I have my own organic food garden in my backyard. That's great. And I'm a totally informed health fanatic. Thank you so much. Well, the only thing you need, oh, he says, oh, yeah, he wants to buy the Vitamineral Mix. Great start, Billy, because that will address your essential nutrients.
Yeah, that Vitamineral Mix and Minerals Plus to start with. When he mentions 94, you know that he's been listening to Joel Wallach, who's a veterinarian who did naturopathic training.
Yeah.
First off, most of the components of longevity and their products, like, you know, Tangy Tangerine and their whatever, are what it call non-organic minerals that are made in a laboratory and are not biologically absorbed.
He would have been our listener, of course, over at GCN. That's where he picked
right,
up all that
stuff. And you have to understand that you don't want minerals and vitamins that are not in their final activated state. You want either protein amino acid chelates, which is what we have exclusively at our minerals, or you want what's called hydrogenated ionic minerals and so on, which nobody else makes, but we're working on a new technology to help as well. But the key issue is you want Vitamineral Mix, Minerals Plus, and Life Support. Then you also want a probiotic to keep your gut healthy. If you're talking about taking the 94 things or the ones that are going to keep you healthy and you're already healthy, you might, if you're really athletic, want to take Collagen Max and Mountain Red Velvet to rebuild your tissues because you're tearing them apart. Mm-hmm. And if you don't rebuild them, for example, they found that 78% of athletes in the NBA and NFL have a 78% percentage of a major tear in their shoulder requiring surgery if he did an MRI or arthrogram.
Well, rather than the Vitamineral Mix, what if he had the Life Support? Because there he's getting vitamins and minerals plus.
You can. You can do that, but you're going to need the Minerals Plus, too, because there's going to be some extra ones in Minerals Plus.
Yeah, but then the Minerals Plus, which is what I
And then you want an omega fatty acids, and I recommend the Omega Supreme or the Omega Supreme Krill with astaxanthin to stop heart disease and cardiovascular to protect your arteries. Because a lot of people, even if they're, quote, athletic or healthy, they're still going to end up with blocked arteries because they've got inflammation of their blood vessel walls.
What I do is take the Life Support, and then I take Minerals Plus every day.
Yeah, that's good.
Every day. And days that I don't have my drink, which are kind of rare, then I'll take Vitamineral Mix. Because I'm getting a lot of it there. Of course, you know I'm also...
The protein amino acid chelate is the top way of getting minerals into your body.
What is it?
Protein amino acid chelate, because they're not a normal ionic transport. They're an active protein chelated mineral.
What is that? Where is that?
Because proteins are attached to the minerals, it's actually actively transported into the cells. So they don't get jammed up like in a freeway trying to all get off the off-ramp into your cell.
Right.
So.
And you're referring to what product?
Minerals Plus, Vitamineral Mix, and Life Support.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All of our products probably referring to. Next bill is Alan and Debbie from Texas. Thank you so much for your show and tireless sacrifices. Yes, Bill, I know you're always in there. I thank you, too.
My tireless, I guess, is because I had a, for some reason, whether it's a full moon or whatever.
You had a bad sleep last night.
Yeah, I was up. I think it was maybe a spiritual agitation. I was trying to think about what it was. It's the end of the Republican convention. And I was so excited about what happened yesterday with
the speeches. Speech, I know.
The speeches of Ivanka and Trump, and then
Ivanka?
The previous night was Eric. And, of course, I was very excited that Cruz did something which I call a verbal bowel movement, if you want to call it, on the lectern.
Okay.
And that actually induced a lot of people who were on the fence to become supporters of Trump. So they actually had a lady on CNN, which is more balanced than Fox, and she said, you know, when that happened, all the people who were wavering on the fence about supporting Trump, they went right over to Trump.
Yeah, I'm hoping that the Bernie supporters will be able to catch his speech.
Well, the main thing is jobs and trade. And by the way, Kane, who's a supporter of Not Able with Kane, They both support the Trans-Pacific and Transatlantic Partnership, which, of course, Bernie didn't support, okay, so and neither does Trump.
Alan and Debbie, apologize. I'll get you on after the break. Sorry, I'll read the rest of your email, my dear.
Yeah, yeah.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Robertson Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Robertson Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Robertson Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Do you know what's in your body soap? Well, I didn't know the answer until about 5 years ago when I looked at the label of my soap and was shocked to see all the chemicals. For my entire life, I had been assaulting the largest organ of my body, my skin, and to think my children were using it too. Well, a lot has changed since then. Today, my family and I operate Stone City Farms, where we make and sell all natural goat milk soap using fresh goat milk from goats we raise on our farm. Our mission at Stone City Farm is to produce high quality, all natural goat milk soap for people who want a fresh, unrefined natural product. At Stone City Farms, we offer scented and unscented soaps and a signature line of gift sets customizable to your needs. To see what our customers are saying, go to StoneCityFarm.com. Use the code NATURAL for a 20% discount. That's StoneCityFarm.com, code NATURAL for 20% off your order. You never know what could be hiding in your soap.
Back, Michelle, you have some more questions. And
Getting back with Alan and Debbie, my 67-year-old wife has Crohn's, gastroduodenal, and colitis disease. She has suffered for years, and she has persistent symptoms despite medical treatment for severe Crohn's. She also experiences flare-ups,
right,
low-grade fever in the abdominal and anal area, excessive gas after meals, evidence of abscess, collection of pus, and formation of scar tissue, a gobbling of the intestinal wall via colonoscopy and mucus normal, excessive swelling of the abdomen to the point of her belly always looking like she is 9 months pregnant, and she is moderately overweight rather than the expected weight loss. She does not have much pain, experiences occasional nausea, diarrhea, tenderness.
Yeah, you don't need to go through all those details.
Well, there's one more thing. Skin on her back and face is in terrible shape with both warts and large moles, ever increasing in number over time. Mm-hmm. That's, yeah.
So
that's,
okay, first off, you have to ask the question, what is Crohn's disease? Mm-hmm. Ulcerative colitis and Crohn's disease are what's called immune homology diseases, where there's a fungus or a yeast that protein segments of the yeast in the mycelial form are identical to the bowel section of the bowel wall. Mm-hmm. For example, in Saccharomyces cerevisiae, which is a yeast that actually makes bread, mm-hmm. is identical to 10 of the amino acids in the splenic membrane of your bowel wall. Mm-hmm. So it's basically what's called an immune homology disease. So the first problem is you have to get rid of the pathogens. Mm-hmm. There's a yeast that's actually embedded in the body, and you have what's called immune tolerance. So you're growing Saccharomyces cerevisiae like your body is bread. And these fungi cause immune homological reactions. Your immune system tries to attack the fungus and it actually tells your bowel. So you get fistulae and you get abscesses and anaerobic bacteria, mm-hmm. and co-infections with anaerobes, bacteria, parasites, etc. And that's why you have all these other things. Like if you have a fistula to your bladder, you can get bladder infections, you can get horrible things, you can get intra-abdominal abscesses, and there's a higher rate of, because of the chronic inflammation, of the bowel turning into cancer.
So her stomach is swelling just like bread, you know? Like, what is it? What's making her stomach swell?
Abnormal peristalsis of the bowel that traps air and gas, the growth of polypathogens in the gut wall, mm-hmm. and the leakiness of the gut wall as well. So there's probably leakiness in the upper, in the small bowel, and there may be fistula and an abscess and abscesses in the what's called pericolic gutters.
Okay, so what could she do to...
Well, the first thing we do is...
What can you do to help her?
Number one, we kill off the pathogens with triple threat. Neutrodyne allosemin silver, Nutrin Defense, immunoglobulins, immune capsules.
In this case, I'd say a lot of allosemin.
Right.
Is that right?
A lot of Neutrodyne. Neutrodyne is the most powerful of all of them.
Neutrodyne?
Yeah, and then the next thing we want to do is we want to heal the gut wall. GastroHeal, which is zinc carnosine, okay, and immunoglobulins will help to start healing the gut wall, mm-hmm. And CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol. The Ubiquinol form of CoQ10 helps to energize the healing of the gut wall. We can do it with the gums and the mouth too, but it also works in the bowel. And the zinc carnosine is very important in immunoglobulins. We use things like Collagen Max as well and Mountain Red Velvet because it supplies the biomolecules to rebuild the tissue. And then finally, we want to restore peristalsis. That is the GI tract release of IBS care, which is a special IBS form of carnitine, to normalize the peristalsis of the bowel. The colon cleanse to cleanse the lower bowel. And we want to use not only the living probiotic every day, twice a day, but living probiotic ultra every second or third day, and to recolonize the gut. And you can do immunological testing to see if the antibodies against the bowel wall or the stealth pathogens are present. One of the tests I like is a QRMA. The other test is called a CDSA2. But I like the QRMA because it'll identify if your bowel is normalizing. So...
Well, I hope that helps.
Yeah, and if they, I'll email a protocol, so I'll tell them what to do.
When we come back, we'll read your email. Willie from Texas. Lots of Willies and Billies. Williams. Billies.
Yeah, yeah.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Does your basement or crawl space have a damp, musty smell? Well, watch out! That's a sign of too much moisture and not enough ventilation. And that can mean increased mold growth and the buildup of harmful toxins and gases. Don't bother with a dehumidifier. It just circulates the same unhealthy air. Now there's a better way to remove these dangers and odors. It's with the computerized Wave Moisture Control Unit that reduces moisture and expels pollutants.
We replaced our old dehumidifier with the Wave Unit, and in only 3 weeks, our basement is dry and the musty smell is gone.
Wave units require no maintenance, no buckets of water or filters, and costs only pennies a day to run. Breathe better, live healthier with an affordable, no-maintenance Wave unit. Call 888-618-WAVE, 888-618-WAVE, or visit mydryhome.com, mydryhome.com.
Ride the wave, Wave Home Solutions, for a healthy, comfortable home.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Michelle, and more questions, not too many details. We only have so many minutes to answer everybody's questions, Vishy. You gave a lot
of... to yourself or me?
Well, you gave a lot of details about that last person's issues with their bowel.
It looked important to me.
It isn't.
What isn't important?
All those little details. They'll vary from one person to another with similar inflammatory bowel conditions. And
okay.
The protocol basically is pretty straightforward. Kill off the pathogens, turn off the inflammation, heal the leaky gut, and restore normal peristalsis, and heal the tissues, and regenerate the stem cells to regenerate the bowel wall, and stop the fistula from
growing. You already said that, and you're taking up time.
There you go.
You're repeating yourself here.
Yeah.
Willie from Texas. I started taking Ageless Vanilla and Collagen Max. I listen to you on RBN, but reception's often poor, hence the email request. He has a couple of things here, Bill, which I will put it small for you. Number one would be malnutrition. Well, I thought if you had malnutrition, you should be taking the life support.
Well, life support, and you also, by the way, people should also recognize we have digestive enzymes to help you digest your food.
Is there anything in the life support like
there's
that?
A little bit, but I recommend that they take
Which one is it?
It's similar to gastrozyme, but recommend, if you've got malnutrition, I'd recommend you take a living probiotic and gastrozyme. And if your QRMA test, for example, we suspect you have undigested food, we'd recommend digest these too in case you have hypochlorhydria, because if you're older, Very often there's no hydrochloric acid or pepsin, so your digestive enzymes don't work.
Oh, okay. Now, for macular degeneration.
Vision Max, Can-See Eye Drops, Cell Detox, Glutathione, and I would recommend probably Vein-Away because the small vessels in the eyes, same with glaucoma. Glaucoma, small vessels, Vein-Away, Elagic Acid, and Vision Care.
And macular degeneration is different from glaucoma in what way?
There's just different parts. They're all microcirculatory problems in the eye.
Okay.
Yeah, and the problem is that in glaucoma, they chase the blood, the eye intraocular pressure, and their idea is to chase it down to zero, which is stupid. A functional medicine ophthalmologist realizes it's a microcirculatory problem in the eye. It is not primarily intraocular pressure, because 40% of the people who get glaucoma have low or normal pressures.
Oh, interesting.
40% have low or normal, which means their theory is completely blown out of the water.
So how do you diagnose it?
Well, you're going to see changes in the visual fields with the Goldman field test, which is a...
Oh, that's the one I took, with the dot around the thing. Do you know
and
what
it's
he
not
said?
A very, it's not a very sensitive test. It's
do you know what he said?
It depends on the participation of the person doing the test.
Mine was perfect. I got every dot.
Right.
It's 61. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
For all the supplements that you have me on.
Right.
Even though I get them by myself.
So I'd recommend Omega Supreme Krill, Astaxanthin, Cell Detox Glutathione, Vision Max, and the apoptogenic vascular agents like Vein-Away, any elagic acid will help the small circulation.
He says cataract. You can have both macular degeneration and
cataracts. In fact, oftentimes when people have a cataract and they have the cataract surgery, the inflammation in their eye accelerates. So if they don't take the things to protect the eye from inflammation like Vision Care and Omega Supreme Krill.
Vision Care?
Yeah, the Vision Max. Vision Max. If they don't take our other supplements, the inflammation increases and their eyes degenerate, not because of the lens clouding, because it's gone, they got a new artificial lens. Mm-hmm. It's because the back of the eye, the circulation is actually zapping the neurons that pick up the rods and cones, pick up the signal and send it to your brain.
One thing, I was talking to this optometrist yesterday, and I was talking about supplements, because he goes, oh, wow, you know, you're 61. Wow, it's good, right? My tests are excellent. And I said, yeah, well, that's because I take my anti-age max and my glutathione, right?
Cell detox glutathione.
And he agreed. He said of everything, he said glutathione and lutein or something?
Lutein's in the Vision Max.
That's in the Vision Max?
Right.
And the glutathione's in the...
Cell detox glutathione.
What's in the Nutritrala?
That has all the alpha R and other isotopes of alpha lipoic acid to recycle your fat and water soluble antioxidants.
So the cell defense has the glutathione.
Right. So no, cell detox glutathione.
Oh.
Cell defense helps to heal the eye or any tissue in the body and actually get rid of cancer mother cells. So it's very important. It's one of the most powerful regenerative supplements of cell defense.
You know, for all your people listening out there, it must be funny to listen to me because you go, hey, she can't get it, and she's been with them 31 years, and she still doesn't know what's in one product or the next. There's so much.
Well,
it's, so
it's like playing music. You have to know which keys to hit to make the right chords.
Yeah, well, that's more than what you're a natural, Bill, so the rest of us are trying to understand. Okay, so...
It's like a nutraceutical master pianist.
Do you mind if I do one more for him? See. Bill, what do you mind if I the cramping in legs, feet, and hands?
We'll start off with for cramping. I recommend number one, magnesium glycinate.
Yes.
And the other is Spielkies, which is calcium magnesium taurate.
Okay.
Okay. The Spielkies is a Yiddish for pins and needles, and also for cramps.
Is it?
It's Yiddish Spielkies. It's a European Yiddish term.
Spielkies.
Spielkies.
John from Hayward, California. Dr. Deagle, I am interested in this. Did the stem cell therapy.
Right.
I did the one-day therapy with steam block for my eyes and no results.
That's not surprising. First off,
what is the protocol before doing the therapy, and what is the clinic you referred to in Mexico?
Yeah, I'm familiar with steam block, and he was using umbilical cord stem cells. My research and interaction with all the stem cell clinics, same-day stem cells from umbilical are not high enough concentration to do very much of anything except reduce inflammation. They'll reduce inflammation.
Okay.
Same-day bone marrow from yourself will do the same thing, not very much.
Mm-hmm.
Same-day from your fat tissue, if they do a liposuction and they pull, take the stem cells out, does reduces inflammation.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If you want to regenerate tissues, you need two types. You actually dry your bone marrow and multiply it in a stem cell lab for 2 weeks to 4 weeks, usually 2 weeks at least.
Mm-hmm.
or you have a stem cell line like StemMedica in San Diego, and they have two clinics, one in Astana, Kazakhstan, at a hospital there. The other is in the Santa Clarita.
Kazakhstan,
where they have a lot of money,
oil.
It's the most, one of the most.
Okay, where's the other one?
One is Santa Clarita Clinic in Tijuana.
Yeah, Tijuana. There you go.
Yeah.
John.
So, and by the way, you fly into San Diego, and they'll take a limo and drive you right down to the clinic, and you go in there for an afternoon, and you can. And they're wonderful down there, so they'll take care of you. And they have very powerful stem cell lines. All you do is get a peripheral IV in the back of your hand, and you're done after an hour or so. That's how easy it is.
Barbara from South Dakota.
And nothing gross. You don't have to have bone marrows done and all of those things. You got to prep up though. If you don't let me prep your tissues, the stem cells will not take. So if you just think you're going to go off, because a lot of people are
how do you prep?
You got to let Dr. Deagle, it's complex. I got to pull out the toxins, heavy metals, reverse your diabetes, get your advanced glycosylation end products down, make sure I correct all your mineral deficiencies, stop any autoimmune or stealth pathogens in your body. And if I don't clean you up, don't think stem cells are going to take.
Barbara in South Dakota. Dear Dr. Bill, you said your listeners could email you for advice, so here is my situation. I am a 72-year-old female, 220 pounds, and about 67 inches tall. It's like 5'7".
Yeah, she's a big person.
About 20 years ago, I had a large tumor on one of my thyroid glands, so my right side gland was removed with the tumor. It was not malignant, and I have been on thyroid meds since. The only cancer I have had is small skin cancer on my nose 4 years ago. I do have psoriasis on my scalp and face. So this is actually kind of long, and you're going to get all... Let's take one thing. We'll do the thyroid, which we do that a lot every show. Friday and hear thyroid stuff. What about psoriasis? A few people have asked about psoriasis.
Spray Silver 100 on it, and then after spraying Silver 100 four times a day, apply pregnenolone and curcumin.
You know what? I've had people say Nutridyne works on psoriasis.
It does. It's the most powerful, but you don't want to do it at the same time as Silver.
No.
You want to separate it. So you do Nutridyne in between those sessions.
And how would you do Nutridyne? You have to dilute it?
You can either dilute and spray it on, or you can put it on your fingertips and then rub it on the areas.
Okay.
And then apply curcumin and pregnenolone on top of it. And then in terms of inflammation below the tissues, I use Cell Defense Plus, which is our curcumin product, to alter the tissue so it'll start to heal and regenerate.
Mm-hmm.
And I take oral antipathogenics because it's the mites on your skin. And at night, they come out of your pores and your sebaceous glands, and they go to the red light district, which is your skin, and have sex, and then they go back in your skin. And they have up to 200 different pathogens in their mouth parts. And those pathogens induce interleukin 27, and the prickles, they do. That's what they do, believe it or not, these little buggers. Excuse me.
What is wrong with you?
No, I'm just telling you, this is the reality.
God.
And you have to kill off the pathogens in their mouth parts, so you want to take Nutridyne orally.
Do you actually call it sex? Is that the medical term?
Well, that's their little creatures. Okay?
Or is that your term?
Well, what they do is they reproduce on your skin. And then they crawl back.
That sounds more medical.
That's why I call it the red light district on your skin.
I know you do.
And then what you have to do is take Nutridyne orally and Allicin Med and so on, because when it gets through your skin, it's going to get into the prickle cell layer and get these stealth pathogens that are going down the deep parts of your sebaceous glands and your hair follicles and so on, because it's the mites actually carry the pathogens deep into your skin. And it's the IL-27 that triggers off the Kerbner's phenomena that causes psoriasis.
She says she also has restless leg syndrome. I hear a lot of people talking about that, too. So I take a med so she can sleep at night.
Yeah, it was really easy. The two things I recommend, Brain Mag and Calm Mind, one scoop, two to three times a day, and two scoops before bedtime, and Spilkas and magnesium glycinate, those two. Mag glycinate and Spilkas, usually two to three, at least twice a day. And the Brain Mag, one scoop three times a day, along with Calm Mind, and double it up before bedtime. No more restless legs.
She says, my concerns are that the meds I am taking may not really be good for me.
Are you kidding?
No,
they're pre-embalming her. They're actually reducing her costs of her funeral costs.
She said, I'm already taking them out in Red
that?
Deer. What?
So they reduce her funeral costs.
Oh, that was funny. I missed that.
Pre-embalming.
I am already taking the Mountain Red Deer, and I have more energy and feel better already.
So you have to understand, your doctors are going to pre-embalm you, and they have the magic script pad. One foot's inside the door, and the other foot is on the way out to the next exam room.
This is funny, Bill. Listen to this. I usually listen to your radio program, but I don't understand most of the medical talk. Thank you so much. Barbara, you and me both, and I've been here forever.
Yeah, that's why we do the Friday show, where you kind of try to convert it to normal people language.
I like the word try. Robert, in an email, hello, I'm a 40-year-old male who's recently quit drinking. I am having some brain fog and was wondering what products you'd recommend to cleanse my body and return my focus.
Cognition Plus and Brain Power, and you can add Synaptin.
Good.
And if you want to increase cholinergic pathways, ultrathiamine B1, CDP or cytidine choline, and uridine or uridine monophosphate if you're a fast acetylator. And you can't do the, you won't know unless you do a Prometheus analysis of your 23andMe, and then I can tell you if you're a fast or slow acetylator. But I can repair your memory in what's called hippocampus, and I can repair your myelination, and I can repair, you know, the post-alcoholic brain changes occur.
Nicole from something called Healthline Media, San Francisco, California. She said, I came across your site and wanted to say thanks for providing a great cancer resource to the community.
Uh-huh.
What are the side effects and long-term effects of chemotherapy?
Death. I'm just being...
It's, I know. Death, you look at me,
death,
okay.
Death, baldness, chemo brain, which means you become stupid.
Yeah.
Lack of hormones. A lot of the times it'll actually zap your hormones. And osteoporosis, osteopenia. So when you get chemo, it increases the risk of getting a pathological fracture or rapidly progressive osteopenia and osteoporosis. So it's all bad. You want to test the genetics of your cancer. Never do paint-by-number chemo. Always do genetic-based cancer treatments. And always be on all our nutraceuticals firsthand, and never do proton therapy or radiation treatment to any cancer at any time.
Sergio from Salinas, California. Hi, Dr. Deagle and Michelle. I'm planning on making an order. I have the Vitamin Max Nutridyne Silver 100. I'm wondering what else you would recommend. I have itchy eyelids sometimes and gallbladder stones.
Well, itchy eyelids, I'd simply start off with Silver 100 drops in the eye to knock out the infection. Mm-hmm. Allure Block, this is a normal non-sedating antihistamine. Mm-hmm. If it doesn't work with that alone, I'd go up to Allergan. And then if it's the eyelids and the skin there, it's very likely that they're dealing with some inflammation, so I put a small amount of pregnenolone, not in the eye, but around the eyelids, a little bit of pregnenolone, and that'll reduce inflammation.
Does pregnenolone take away bags under your eyes?
Yes, it's an anti-inflammatory.
Really?
It'll stop blepharitis, but a lot of time people have actually got low-grade mite infections in their eyes, and they have what's called meibomianitis. So meibomian sebaceous glands along their eyelids get infected, mm-hmm. and you can get a cyst, which is called a Calasian cyst. And these cysts, if they get big enough, the eye surgeon has to remove them, and you have to have a really competent eye surgeon or your eyelid will get screwed up.
And gallbladder stones?
Gallstones, magnesium, potassium citrate, gastroheal, IBS care, and Cell Defense Plus.
Okay. He asked the question of referring to the Dr. Yu. Book, uh-huh. to your book, The Dr.
Yu, yeah.
How does it compare to the wellness conditions, and is it enough to get the book? God bless, and thank you so much.
It's the core stuff as of January last this year of the top, you know, three or four to five.
For sometimes. Our new listeners, could you tell them what Dr. Yu book is?
And well, if you actually walk into your bathroom and look in the mirror, you're looking at Dr. Yu.
Well, why the bathroom?
Why because whatever it is, there's a mirror. There could be a mirror in your hallway, too, in your front hallway. The Dr. Yu is there as well.
Okay.
Right, that's you. In other words, what I'm training you to do is, if you rely on me, I'll train you how to become a master, like giving you like a partial, quick training so you have an operator's manual for your body.
You know, the number one thing I think of for that is the QRMA, which you do recommend.
Which is why the QRMA test. Well, the QRMA test, along with a little history, will tell me what to tell you to take and tell you why your body's out of balance. Because don't go just on symptoms, because major symptoms will bother you and minor ones will kill you. So if you go based on symptoms, which unfortunately is what most medicine, chiropractic, and naturopathy is based on, it is not logical. Because micropathology and stealth pathogens and all kinds of things are happening, and there may not be symptoms that you get something nasty brewing. So you have to understand, if we can find an imbalance, like with a QRMA test or functional medicine test, and QRMA is nice, quick, and dirty, boom, you send me the compressed file. You send me your history of what problems you have, and I can tell you what supplements to take.
But I said to briefly just say, what is the Dr. Yu book?
Functional medicine basically is what it teaches.
But it does give a lot of the protocols. A big chunk of the book is the protocols.
The core protocols, as of January. The core for several hundred things, for everything, A to Z.
Yeah.
But and usually 3 to 5 things are the top ones to start with. Again, remember, that's level one care. There's level 2, 3, 4, 5, et cetera, depending
on the
condition.
Sergio says, is it enough to get the book? I would say to you, Sergio.
Anybody can get the book.
You've been a regular customer.
Anybody can buy the book.
Let me finish.
Yeah.
You've been a regular customer for a number of years, so you would have access to the wellness conditions. So you could have both.
Yeah, but yeah, if you have specifics, I usually tell people, even if you had access to the wellness because they have to be revised, some of them are out of date, it's best to just email me with what the issues you have, and I'll tell you what to do. The knowledge base is expanding and changing rapidly.
Tom from Tennessee. Hi, Tom. He's my friend, Bill.
Yeah.
That's why he says in here, hi again. Will you ask Bill what I can do about persistent canker sores? Thank you, my friend. Yes.
Yeah.
My friend, Tom. Persistent canker sores.
Gastroheal. Puncture with a corn skewer, CoQ10, ubiquinol, right? Yep. And Cell Defense Plus, 2 capsules 3 times a day.
Puncture and do what?
This CoQ10 ubiquinol,
right on
hold it on your gums and it'll heal it. And Gastroheal, chew 1 to 2 tablets 4 times a day. And Cell Defense Plus, open a capsule, put it in your mouth 4 times a day.
Why would a person get persistent canker sores?
I'll tell you when you get back.
Thank you.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
And welcome back. And Michelle, for this last segment, has some quickie questions. Go ahead.
Did you say that you were going to say something there about... did you say something before the...
No, I told you that. I was going to answer. Just repeat that last question.
I don't know what it is now. I got to get on to the next one. Look how many I have, real quick. I think you gave the... I know what it was. It was for Tom. It was for canker sores.
Yeah, you want
to... And I said to you...
Why do they happen?
That's
they happen.
My question.
They happen for two reasons. Number one, they're outbreak of herpes virus infection. Number two, allergic.
Okay.
Either way, if you use a Silver, if you think it's a herpes infection, you want to also rinse your mouth 4 times a day with Silver 100.
Okay, so that's what that was my question.
Yeah, or Neutrodyne.
For Tom. Okay,
yeah.
Next bill we have Carrie and Ralph from Casula, New South Wales, Australia.
Ah.
Hello from Australia. My partner and myself are regular listeners to your show and have recently become customers after they got some Neutrodyne and Collagemax.
Right.
Number one problem is I have a problem with having cold hands and feet most of the time and all season round. In the winter, it gets worse and I get frostbite. Does it get that cold?
It's called Raynaud's syndrome. Is what it's
called. She says here that both who's she talking about here? Under the eyes of her eyes become swollen and they look sore, although she doesn't feel pain. The symptoms are similar to Raynaud's disease.
Yeah.
So that's her problem. And then her partner has a breakout on her face a week before my menstrual cycle.
That's increase in prostaglandins because of the cycle.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I have very little or no pain for 5 days, and then I'd like to know what to do to prevent the breakout from occurring.
First off, she should be taking femgestrone, so she doesn't get a premenstrual drop in her progesterone and increase in prostaglandins. Mm-hmm. Second thing, she should probably be taking a cell defense plus to reduce the cytokine levels in her blood. Mm-hmm. In terms of the eyes, she's got basically a release of cytokines in her body, in her eyes, so I'd recommend probably the Aller block.
What are you referring to?
Where her eyes swell up.
Oh.
Now, in terms of if she takes the femgestrone for 28 days and stops because she's still having cycles, mm-hmm. she'll get a withdrawal bleed, but she won't end up with a premenstrual breakout in her skin.
Oh, good.
Right.
Now, what about the Raynaud's? Do you think that's what that is?
It's Raynaud's. It's very typical. You start off with cardiovascular and supernox to produce nitric oxide.
The one that has the Raynaud's is the one with the swelling under the eyes, Bill.
Right, so what you do, there's two separate things, though.
Yeah.
The Raynaud's syndrome, what you do, we only have so many minutes left, honey.
I know, Jim.
Yeah, cardiovascular is number one, and number two, supernox. And bio-LVR, it'll generate what's called tetrahydrobiopterin, so she'll have less vasospasm. You can also use things to help to protect the blood vessel wall, such as VeinoA and ellagic acid. Because if people get Raynaud's phenomena, they are at risk if they're in a colder environment of getting frostbite and getting vasospasm that can cause, you know, clotting of veins or whatever.
Now, I'm surprised it gets that cold in Australia.
It is. It's getting colder now. The southern hemisphere is far colder than ever it's been in the past. And in the wintertime now, we're having big storms in places.
Do they have high altitudes there? They must.
Yeah, but even in New South Wales, this winter has been particularly bad. So right now, which is their winter, it's been they're having snow in New South Wales they've never had before.
But I think they have mountains for skiing there.
Oh, yeah, they got serious mountains, yeah. Yeah, Australia's got everything.
Yeah.
Including 8 out of the 10 most poisonous snakes on the planet. And the biggest gaidas. Gaidas, you know, like...
The biggest what?
Gaida. Remember Crocodile Dundee?
Oh, yeah.
Biggest gaidas. You know what? He said, there's a knife, mate. Remember that, the knife on the show? It wasn't a little like pen knife. He had a knife, you know, 18 inches long.
Are you thinking of the guy that killed the crocodile or the Crocodile Dundee?
Crocodile Dundee, yeah.
Because remember the other fellow, the poor fellow that got the stingray bite?
That was a stingray bite, yeah.
That was a different fellow.
Yeah, exactly.
What's his name?
I don't remember. I can see his face, but I can't remember.
Are we done for the whole day?
We are done.
Oh, my gosh, already. God bless you. Talking to Bill.
If you have questions.
Have a great weekend. Call me on Mondays. I'm here all day on Mondays. It's my day to answer the phone, 888-212-8871. And we'll put your questions on the air.
There you go. God bless you. We pray for you. Pray for us. Support us. We'll be here for you.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage.
Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NUMANA Republic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.